What's a chicken like?
Actually, it's quite like chicken. So, did you call him?
Yes.
Was he interested?
I don't know.
Why?
He wasn't there.
You left a message?
Yes. He has a secretary. Pretty formidable sort.
Like her boss, then.
Is that his reputation? Dr. Ash?
Harry, are you joking?
I saw him once at a conference, that's all. He seemed, if not exactly bumbling...
That's the man's image. He works at it.
You're kidding.
The fawn cardigans. The pockets stuffed with books on architecture. Underneath all that, there's a brain like a samurai sword.
We'll see. His reputation may not survive this.
As bad as that?
It could be.
Well, whatever you do, don't mention T.S. Eliot.
What?
I grow old. I grow old. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled.
Thank you, Caroline.
Dr. Copelman for you, Dr. Ash.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you for seeing me, Dr. Ash.
No, not at all. Car start all right?
Sorry?
This morning?
Yes.
No, mine didn't. Might it have been damp?
Possibly.
Had to call a cab, which gave me time to think. I looked out of the window, an act I haven't performed for weeks. There's this white confetti falling from the sky. Were you waiting long?
Minutes.
Coffee?
Margaret, if you would. So?
Perhaps Dr. Copelman would like to sit down, Dr. Ash.
Oh, yes. Do, please, sit. Move them, move them. I'm sorry. I've been promising myself a bit of a clear-up. Just put them on the floor.
Here, I'll take them. Someone better has.
It's very good of you to see me.
I got your message.
Oh, good.
I couldn't make head or tail of it.
Well, I tried to be as specific as I could.
Well, yes. Margaret has many strengths, but taking messages would probably come fairly well down the list. I should start again.
Okay. Yes,
go ahead.
Yesterday, a colleague of mine, a student, reported sick with severe abdominal pains, which began below the ribs on the right-hand side and spread upwards into his chest. Mm-hmm. They were intermittent. His GP diagnosed...
Indigestion.
Yes. But in the middle of the evening, the pains were so intense that my student was taken to the casualty department of his local hospital by ambulance. He was sent home, this time with a diagnosis
acute gastritis. Go on.
2 days later, he drove the 30 miles from his home at Harlow to come and see me.
Very sensible of him. And you found jaundice.
That wasn't all. The wife of a colleague, an anaesthetist herself, actually, showed practically identical symptoms.
At the same hospital?
No.
What have you ruled out?
So far, biliary obstruction, infectious hepatitis.
No gallstones, then?
No. And then I telephoned a GP friend in Epping just to check.
Did you?
He said he'd had 6 cases of jaundice in the last 2 days. I know he should have rung you first.
Oh, don't worry. I already knew. One of Margaret's sisters came down with it, so I just rang round. Actually, your GP friend has shown reluctance in the past to walk the line, as it were. He thinks phoning the medical officer of health is a waste of time, an attitude, of course, that I deplore. So I take every opportunity to ring him and wish him well.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's not be too serious. So, where are we? 8 cases of jaundice. What interests you in it?
How do you mean?
You're a consultant physician. You're busy. And yet you've come to see me.
Of the 8 patients, there are 3 sets of couples. I mean, one is an elderly mother and grown-up daughter, but...
They live in the same house?
Yes. Whatever it is, it's visiting people in pairs.
So it's domestic.
The second thing that struck me was that... This may not be important.
But please.
All 3 houses were rather well-to-do.
The disease with social sensibilities.
Oh, I'm not suggesting.
No. But still, any ideas?
No.
We are the hollow men.
Pardon?
We are the stuffed men leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas. You read Eliot?
I don't.
He died last month.
Did he?
This is interesting, isn't it? Do you know Chipping Ongar?
Not intimately.
Quite. Margaret had a very busy morning before I came. She took another message for me, from a doctor there. He was reporting 10 cases of jaundice.
10 more?
So, can we say this? The Epping area, technically, and it may well be actually, is experiencing the beginnings of an epidemic. You're giving me that look again.
I'm only wondering what you're going to do.
Can you drive me to the garage? I suppose there's an outside chance that I'll fix my car by now.
That all you got left?
Sorry, Mrs. Taylor. You come a bit late.
Oh, what happened to my little bloomer?
I sold it.
Oh, did you?
Got a large white tin. You like that?
No, it's too big for me. What do I want a big loaf for?
All right, then.
Just end up throwing it away.
Rolls? Nice soft rolls? One or two of them?
No, no. They're staying on you before you can turn round.
What? I'm sorry. That's all I've got.
What about that brown loaf?
Wholemeal. That all right for you? Very nice.
Oh, I'll try it. Try anything once.
There we are. Oh, hang on, Mrs. Taylor. Yes? Oh, hello, Mr. Stinton. Oh. Oh, dear. The wife, too. Well, I wonder what's caused that. Yeah, I should. Well, stay in then. I'll lock up. Hope you both feel better tomorrow. Oh, that's all right. Bye. Old Snidden's got jaundice. What do you say about that? And his wife. Terrible guts ache, he says.
You know what I do every morning?
Oh, what's that?
I sips half a cup of boiled water. Nothing in it, just plain water, and that lines the stomach. I've never had a thing wrong with me. There.
Is he what?
Intimidating.
No, not exactly intimidating. Really, listen, I wouldn't say he welcomed me.
Why are you being cagey?
I'm not being cagey.
Something.
I'm just... He didn't seem exactly worried. It's as if he doesn't seem to grasp what this could mean if he doesn't get hold of it.
You mean a public health calamity?
No, I mean for him personally. Well, there goes my door.
All right. Ring me tomorrow at the lab.
Okay, okay.
Night.
Good night, Caroline.
Dr. Ash.
Harry, come for a drink. Oh, what'll it be, gentlemen?
What do you recommend?
Well, depends what you like.
I like flat, warm, bitter beer with no head to speak of.
Oh, Flowers is nice. You, sir?
Same.
Do you like her? Sandy Shaw. That's what they're playing.
Oh, jazz is more my thing.
Oh, it is. That's interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Shall we sit over by the fire? I think I notice there's no loudspeaker.
Yeah.
What sort of thing do you like?
Jazz, I mean. Gillespie, actually.
Oh, beautiful. How's it going?
Good.
I drove to Chipinongo.
What did you find?
You interested in architecture?
What?
It's my hobby. Oh, is that the word?
I don't know, is it?
No, it isn't. It's a passion. It's a devotion. You learn to read buildings. They give intimate testimony of the aspirations and conditions of human lives. But more than that, they're evidence.
Of what?
Of what we essentially are. Our essence, and that embarrassing word, our spirit.
And you saw all this in Chipinongo?
Everywhere. I am rich in such perceptions. I live almost completely by intuition. You don't mind if I call you Harry?
No.
So I took horse, Harry, to Chipinongo. And there managed to speak to 7 of our 10 victims.
That was good going.
Oh, yes.
And what does your intuition tell you?
Very little. That's the trouble with intuition. It often turns up blanks. I haven't managed to find a link as yet between the cases. I wondered if you might...
What?
Lend a hand.
You want me to help you?
You said it interested you. I thought perhaps you meant...
Well, it does interest me. Why are these people getting ill? It's a genuine mystery.
Well, exactly. Well, that's settled then. We can crack it together.
Well, hold on.
I've collated the information we have so far. The commonest form has an acute onset with severe intermittent pain, which you've described already.
Yes.
It lasts somewhere between 24 and 36 hours. While it's going on, the motions are pale and the urine dark. How's your beer?
Good.
I think we'll have some more.
I'll get them.
No, 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 Harry, Harry, I couldn't. You're my guest. Could we just... Now, during the next 5 to 6 days, the victims improve, though they still feel rather unwell, with flu-like aches and pains, rigors, and the jaundice increases. They all had pruritus. We should have got some crisps.
Would you like some?
Yes. No, no, not now. Let's get on.
You've carried out needle biopsies of the livers?
Yes.
And stool samples?
Yes.
So you'll be handing those to a pathologist?
18 cases so far.
I know a good toxicologist. At my hospital, Dr. Caroline Hallett, if you like.
And no children.
What?
No children have been affected. They're all adults. Now, what could that mean?
Well, statistically...
No, 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 there ought to be a child in there. But no, it's all adults. They all live in pairs, in comfortable middle-class homes.
Do you want me to book that colleague of mine?
I've already put the samples in. I'll meet you at the hospital tomorrow.
Where?
Well, Caroline said she'd have the results by 10:30.
Of course, I should have cottoned on. You know her.
First rate. Well, by the way, have a look at the tower on your way out.
What?
On the church, St. John the Baptist. Its only outstanding feature. I suppose we ought to be grateful. By the way, could you give me a lift in the morning? My car seems to have contracted something terminal.
How are you this morning?
Middling, Harry.
Bit of pressure on you.
What?
If the jaundice doesn't prove to be simply viral.
Simply viral? What a lovely expression.
Who do you report to?
The Urban District Council, Epping and Ongar.
And? What are they like?
They're human. But humankind cannot bear very much reality. And it doesn't go bundle on a change in its routine, either. Nor, in fact, for anything that doesn't flatter its understanding.
I see. How long will they give you to solve this thing?
You can't predict. I mean, irrational people, but they have instincts.
What does that mean?
Until they get frightened.
And how long can you keep it out of the papers?
You're very probing, but good question.
I'm sorry. At least Dr. Hallett will tell us what we're up against. You're not optimistic?
What do we have so far? 18 people have suddenly gone down with jaundice. Now, we suspect liver damage of some kind. But what kind?
Well, we're about to find out, aren't we?
Yes, yes, but I have strong doubts that it's going to be straightforward, that's all. All the victims are couples who live for the most part in comfortable middle-class homes. Also, as I say, no children among them. Not even any so-called teenagers. Now, what sort of a disease could that possibly be?
It still suggests an infection.
But even if it has an infected base, we aren't out of the woods, Harry. The question remains, how is it communicated? Granted, the spread of the disease is only over about 7 miles so far. What possible contact could there have been between the set of victims?
We'll have to go back and ask them.
Yes, of course we will. I suspect you'll find they're complete strangers to one another.
What about an insect?
Sorry?
I know it seems unlikely.
Go on.
Well,
I have no objections to insects, but it is February.
Yes.
Even cars have trouble starting. Do you think an insect would be looking for victims in this weather? Well, I should think any self-respecting insect would be asleep by now, dreaming of whatever insects dream about.
Fine. It was just an idea.
Harry, I'm sorry. I'm most grateful for your help. Really.
Morning, Caroline.
Harry.
I think you already know each other.
Yes.
Good morning, Caroline.
I've got some results on the liver biopsies.
Oh, thank you.
That was very quick.
And we are grateful.
I've made up some slides. Do you want to have a look?
Yes. Now then. Are all of them like this?
Yes. All of them show cellular infiltration.
Harry?
Thanks.
You see the damage to the liver parenchyma and the biliary tree?
Yes,
I noticed that.
So far...
How would you account for it?
I beg your pardon?
How would you...
You want to know what you think, Caroline.
I can't really account for it.
You can't?
I mean, what I mean is, that sort of liver damage, I don't know any infection that would...
Cause it?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, isn't that wonderful? A completely new form of liver damage. A first for Epping.
Could it possibly be toxic?
Poison, Caroline?
I've ruled out all known therapeutic agents.
Yeah, she's ruled them out, Harry. Perhaps it's an insect. What do you think, Harry?
Yeah, thank you.
I should have shown you this as well.
Why?
It's the results from the other laboratories.
What does it say?
It tells us we can tick off the following from our list. Glandular fever, undulant fever, Weyl's disease, liver fluke, and enterovirus. Goodbye to them then. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Look, I'm sorry. If there's
anything outside their lives.
What?
It's something that they've done, or something that's happened to them, and it's something children don't do, or don't have happen to them. And equally, whatever it is, it's something the working class doesn't do, or doesn't have happen to them. Ah, and it began at the beginning of this month. It hadn't happened before. Something caused it to happen at that time, can we say?
Yes.
And it happened here.
You're sure of that?
It's between Epping and Chipping Ongar, isn't it? That's all.
And your student?
Oh, God, yes.
Well, where does he live?
Bloody Harrow.
But he works here.
Yes. But his wife doesn't.
His wife's got it?
I forgot to tell you, there was a message for me. She became ill this morning.
Which suggests... Now, what does that suggest?
He gave it to her.
Another couple.
But it isn't an infection.
No. Thank you, Caroline, for reminding us of that. For one appalling moment, I was in danger of thinking we might have the beginnings of a lead. And anyway, even if it were an infection, how might it have been communicated? Considering the age and disposition of some of our patients, I would have drawn a line on anything sexually transmitted. cheer up. This is when intuition comes into its own. It likes all other challenges, particularly rational inquiry, to have admitted defeat and left the field. Then, and only then, does it put on its silliest smile and say, what?
Is that for me or you, Caroline?
I'm not carrying one.
They've got a phone in here. Excuse me a minute.
You don't look too daunted, Dr. Ash.
I'm not. Old men should be explorers. You know, Elliot, we shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. That's the trick.
Can I get you another drink?
Thank you. You're very kind. Ah, here's Harry.
Well, that was my registrar. Apparently, the mother's to be on the maternity ward in rebellion. They want an assurance that they won't be infected with the, and I quote, jaundice bug.
Oh, dear.
It's out.
Just tell them it isn't an infection, that there is nothing to catch.
That isn't going to be so easy now.
Why not?
One of the sisters on the ward has reported sick. It's jaundice.
Thank you for coming, Isidore.
It's always a pleasure, Anita. Better here than County Hall. Any complaints from that area?
You're looking nervous. Let's talk about other things.
All right, I apologize. No nerves.
My favorite man. You don't change. It's so boring to have to talk about work with you.
That's right. Why study a good conversation with professional matters?
But, to fair. We're both people of conscience.
Alas, you're right.
But first, the house. Your opinion.
You should be pleased.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Isidore. There were some teeny anxieties before we moved in, but we managed to iron them out. My husband, for all his failings, bless him, has a way with estate agents. They know they've met their match.
Good.
He's as big a bastard as they are, frankly. Can I get you something?
I won't.
So, what do you think?
It's as good a work of restoration as I've seen.
Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't just say that?
No, I wouldn't.
All right. What do you like?
Not all 18th century houses are good. I like the roof. I like the frieze in here. The modillion I like. I like the windows.
They're pretty, aren't they?
They're known as segment-headed, if you want to know.
Oh.
I like the porch, too. Four-column, which is rare. And, of course, the wood panelling in here.
Isidore.
Anita.
I wish we could discuss architecture all day.
So do I.
I have received an inquiry.
Yes?
A slimy little man.
A journalist.
A reporter. The Epping Express and Independent. You would think to hear him talk
what?
That the entire burden of British democracy rested on his shoulders. Nevertheless, it made me wonder...
I've drafted a report.
I felt ever so slightly foolish. Perhaps it was me.
I apologize.
No need. No need, Isidore. Perhaps you could give me a sneak preview.
There have been a number of cases of jaundice.
That's what the reporter told me.
Well, I'd been hoping to report to the committee that the outbreak was straightforward, was being dealt with. I can't tell you that. It isn't.
What?
Straightforward.
You're at a loss.
At the moment.
You expect more cases?
We have to.
Well, no one dies of jaundice, do they?
The jaundice is a symptom. In this case, it's due to liver damage. We can't say what it is that's caused the damage. It's new. I'm afraid it's... Well, whatever it is, it doesn't seem to have happened before.
Never?
Never.
Well, who'd have thought?
What?
Well, somewhere, frankly, as dull as Epping, having its own disease. Oh, dear. Would you like some tea?
I won't.
So, this wretch on the phone, sounded about 18, probably their football correspondent, says to me, I swear, Mrs. Rusbridger, I can't sit on it for long. I nearly said, well, try another position then.
Anita!
Sit on it. He made it sound as though only a combination of his own goodwill, together with his unique strength of character, could keep this scoop from the front page. I told him that my medical officer of health would be willing to give him all the details in a few days.
Ah, how many days?
I believe I said 2. It seemed to shut him up. How does that sound? I know. In the end, if they wish to print a mass of speculation or even run some sort of campaign in which they have a go at the council and all our chief officers, well, so be it. I wouldn't lose any sleep over it.
I would hate that.
I wouldn't lose a moment. See what you can do, would you? I've always enjoyed our conversations.
These are the best ones, in my view.
18th century?
Oh, yes. Winchelsea House and Epping Place. They were probably originally built as one house.
Really?
Even though they're clearly very different in height and style. Both have got lovely bay windows and that soft, round, hipped roof. See? Mm. Very, very pleasing. Shall we go on to the church?
Yes. I saw the nurse.
Oh, yes. And what did she have to tell you? Well, I take it not a lot.
It was frustrating. I had this very strong idea that she would be able to, if not tell me, then it would become obvious exactly what she'd done to get the disease. She was very cooperative. We ran through her day. The previous 2 days, in fact. I just
couldn't piece it together.
No. That wasn't the problem. It was... Nothing she did said, this will cause liver damage. Tell me, she got up, she got dressed, she was on early shift, she took temperatures and blood pressures, she gave out breakfast, she made beds, all very much the same as always. In the evening, she stayed in and washed her hair.
Really? Do women still put an evening by for that? Has she got a boyfriend?
I didn't ask her.
Well, I was trying to think round this partner thing. All of our victims live with someone. And most of the partners have had jaundice too, even if it's in a milder form. But this nurse lives alone?
Yes.
So you don't have to have a partner.
So it's not a factor?
Not an overriding factor.
So why has it affected so many couples?
You like the couples theory?
Like it?
Well, sorry, I mean, do you think it's reasonable? Do you want to hang on to it?
It's too early.
How does the nurse differ from the standard victim we had in mind?
She lives alone?
Yes.
She doesn't live in any great comfort.
I should expect not. She's a nurse.
Quite.
Let's go back to the beginning.
What?
We're giving into pressure.
What pressure?
The pressure to succeed. The fear of failure.
Are we?
Oh, yes, certainly we are. We want a quick solution like the little boy at the back of the class. Look, miss, I've done it. Give it a tick, miss. Here's the church. Just pull over here. You see, what we're saying is the clues lie in similarities. They are construed from elements that are similar. But let us not forget, they may equally be construed from elements that are dissimilar. Glory be to God for dappled things, for skies of couple colours, a brindle cow, which goes on. All things counter, original, spare, strange, whatever is fickle, freckle.
Elliot?
Hopkins.
Then...
It's the victims who are different. They're going to give us the one fact we need.
My student's wife, for example.
Hmm?
Everyone else lives in this area. She lives in Harrow and has never been here.
Yes, I'd forgotten her. Well, are you coming?
Look, Isidore, do you mind if I skip the church for now? I want to make a house call.
No, not at all. There's always the possibility it'll still be here next time you pass.
I'll phone.
Old stone to new building. Old fire to ashes and ashes to earth, which is already flesh, fur and feces.
How are you feeling?
I'm much better. Still a bit achy.
Your jaundice is better.
Yellow didn't suit me. Nothing goes with it.
I've come over because you're the only casualty of this business who doesn't actually live in the Epping area.
Well, my husband doesn't.
I meant live or work there. So we need to trace what connection you have.
Only him. He works there, lives here.
Yes. So what does he bring home?
Himself, to start with.
Right.
Food?
He shops in Epping.
Not really, but he brings bits and pieces.
Such as?
A bottle of claret, maybe. There's a shop he likes where they make him think he knows about wine. Oh, some vegetables. Bread?
Bread?
There's a baker in Epping we like.
But he didn't bring anything that he hadn't brought before. I'm talking about during the week before he fell ill.
No. Sorry.
That's okay.
Come in, Harry.
Sorry, you were having your lunch.
No, it's all right. I've been trying to write the report for the council. Look, join me. Cheese on toast, all right?
Well...
Oh, please. I've made myself too much.
If you're sure.
Yeah, sit. So... How did you get on in Harrow?
Blank.
Blank? Fascinating. Cheddar all right for you?
No, fine.
Bit mousetrappy. And you remember I said it might die out? Well, it isn't. Another 40 cases since yesterday.
40?
I'm thinking of taking an extended leave.
Seriously?
Jamaica or Honolulu. Perhaps Alpha Centauri. How's that?
Thank you. Mm. Mm. No, she only...
Who now?
I'm sorry, the wife, my student.
Yeah?
Her only connection with Epping is occasional groceries.
She shops here?
He does.
Hmm.
Groceries, bread, wine, that's it. Apart from that, they shop in Harrow.
Oh, well. I wonder why they buy Epping bread.
Sounds as if it's a good bakery.
Ah, yes. The high road.
I never used it.
You ought to, it's good. In fact...
What?
Everybody eats bread.
What?
It's what we've all got in common.
What?
The common factor. The common element.
You're saying the jaundice was caused by something in the bread?
Not so fast. Now, bear with me.
Food poisoning caused by bread?
I'm inviting you to forget your science for a minute. Well, now, wait. Everybody eats bread.
Yes, if it was bread, surely there would have been many more cases.
Right, so the bread we're interested in... only comes from one bakery.
The Epping Bakery?
Yes.
But even if it was their bread, they sell hundreds of loaves a week. You would expect
more victims, yes. It's a particular loaf.
No.
They have different loaves, surely.
No.
They don't?
Yes, they have different loaves, but they're all made from the same flour.
No, they're not. For a start, they have white and brown flour.
I should have checked what kind the Harrow couple bought.
And the nurse?
She said she'd had beans on toast the day before. I didn't ask whether it was white or brown.
No, quite, Harry. Could you get on to that? When you've finished.
Mm. Oh, the gorgeous smell of fresh bread. Yes. My mother used to make our bread at home. She was a large woman and her arms would be coated with flour up to the elbows.
Oh, we have machines.
Quite.
We'd be here all night otherwise.
And does it remain a pleasure, Mr. Cross?
What?
The smell of freshly baked bread.
Oh, there are worse ones, I suppose. So, you said something about jaundice?
Yes. As far as we can tell, everyone who has fallen foul of this jaundice has recently eaten this loaf.
What do you mean?
Well, somehow, something connected to your wholemeal bread has brought about this...
What do you mean, connected to it?
Well, that's all we know for now.
You're saying something's got into it?
No, not necessarily.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's tricky, isn't it? I'm saying that we have to imagine that somewhere in the process, somewhere, a toxic substance has entered the flour, possibly, and...
You're saying someone's poisoned it?
No, I'm not saying that. First things first... You'll have to stop making the bread.
You what?
Then I'm going to inspect the bakery.
Oh, Mr. Smitten's not going to like this.
I've already phoned him. He assured me of his staff's fullest cooperation. Shall we begin?
This is the loaf you're talking about.
May I? It looks from the crust as though it's going to be dry, but it isn't. It is lovely and moist. Is it popular?
Oh, we sell, I suppose, around 30 loaves a week.
So does that affect the price?
More expensive.
Children like it?
Wouldn't have thought so.
More for the connoisseur.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, what I don't understand, it's made the same as the white bread. It's the same. Well, the flour comes in a sack, it gets poured into that bin and stands there till we need it. We only make it 3 days a week, about 30 loaves, as I said. We mix the dough, then put it in tins to stand.
On these racks, I see.
Then into the ovens.
Yeah, they're still warm.
Well, I don't know what more I can tell you. Yeah. Bloody chaos. Alan, I'll have to go.
I'll take a sample of flour.
Right.
And any detergent to you.
You'll find everything over there. Alan, what are you playing at out
here? Thank you so much.
Dr. Ash?
Yes?
Ken Philpott from the Epping Express and Independent. I rang your office. I wonder if you'd care to make a statement on the jaundice outbreak.
I wouldn't.
I beg your pardon?
I wouldn't care to.
Ah. Oh.
However...
Mrs. Rusbridger seemed to think you'd have something today.
Did she?
She did, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact? Well, pen poised, Mr. Philpott.
Yes?
There has been an outbreak of jaundice limited...
To what numbers?
So far, just over 80 people have been affected.
And the cause?
Unknown.
A bit of a mystery, then.
Yes, it's a mystery.
Your office is baffled.
Baffled?
Can I say that?
Say that we're on the case. Thank you.
Can I take it that there's nothing to the rumours that the jaundice is caused by food poisoning?
No comment, Mr. Philpott.
And off the record that a poisoned batch of bread from the local bakery wasn't responsible?
Where did you hear that?
Would it be exaggerating things, Mr. Ash, to say that your career is on the line?
Are you all right?
Yes.
You look a bit tired.
Aren't you sweet? I'm all right. And you're busy and you're wonderful because you've halted all other work in order to analyse those flour samples I gave you, yes?
Yes.
Yes. So, Caroline, what have you got for me?
Nothing.
Ah.
Nothing much.
Well, that's an improvement. So?
You can see it on the readout. I was looking for poisons. There's the metallic band.
Nothing.
We'd have a showing. There, if there were any agricultural pesticides.
There aren't.
Then I thought...
What?
Occasionally, poisonous weeds are cropped into the wheat when it's harvested.
What a delightful notion.
But no, nothing.
Shame.
I'm sorry.
Not at all. Caroline, you have a very shapely mind.
I don't know how to take that.
Well, take it as a compliment. Take it as the simple truth.
All right. And there was one slight mystery.
Which was?
Look, that area there, you see?
The grey?
The shading.
What does it mean?
Well, it shows there's an organic base in there which you wouldn't normally expect to find.
And what is it?
I couldn't say. It's barely a trace. It's, look how much.
130 parts in a million.
13 parts in a million.
Oh.
Not enough to...
No, not enough to... Harry, not enough to give a fly jaundice, assuming that flies have livers. Harry or no?
What are you talking about?
It's a subject close to your heart, Harry. Insects.
Nothing showed with the samples, then?
No. Caroline is feeling remorseful. Unnecessarily.
I've seen your Mr. Cross at the bakery.
How is he?
Furious.
Why?
Have you seen the local paper? Mystery illness. Things get hot for local bakery.
Things get... Now, I like that. That's rather witty. Those complete bastards. Excuse my language, Caroline.
It's done now.
Let's go back. When was the first case?
February the 8th.
So the bread that caused it was baked sometime when? Round about the end of January, yes?
Cross told me the last delivery of the wholemeal flour was on the 21st of January. They made so little of it.
What do you mean?
The flour is ordered one sackful at a time. They had some left. It wasn't used until the 30th.
That's our bag, then.
Yes.
That was the one that was contaminated.
Okay. Where did it happen?
Yes. Yeah. Have you noticed? There's always another question.
At the mill or at the bakery?
It's more complicated than that. The flour is milled in London, That's one place. It then passes to another company who put various chemicals into it to get it to rise. That's a second place. Finally, it goes to the distributors who sell it direct to the bakeries. Now, how many is that? Four. Four possibilities. But
I'll call the public health people in London.
You know, the one thing we need now, very urgently, a sample of the contaminated bread. Then we'd know, wouldn't we? Flowers, Margaret?
I thought the place was looking scruffy.
And did you arrange them as well?
I threw them in the jar.
Thank you.
You want a coffee?
Not without milk.
I think there might be some. Mrs. Rusbridger rang.
You told her I was dead.
She wants to speak to you urgently.
Yes?
And a Mr. Cross rang as well. He sounded...
I know how he sounded.
Fed up.
Where is there an end of it? The soundless wailing, the silent withering of autumn flowers, dropping their petals and remaining motionless. Where is there an end to the drifting wreckage, the prayer of the bone on the beach, the unprayable prayer of the calamitous annunciation? Ash?
Oh, I spat it out.
Did you?
Yes, it tasted bitter.
It was very good of you to phone me.
Well, I read the article in the paper.
Yes.
And I was worried.
Why?
Well, Benji'll eat anything.
Your dog?
Yes. Well, look at him.
What's the matter with him?
His eyes has gone yellow.
Your dog's got jaundice.
Well, I threw some of it out.
You threw some out?
Yeah, I thought the birds had eaten.
But Benji got there first.
Well, some dogs will eat anything. But there's still a few bits left.
Where?
Here, down here. There. Oh, it's a bit wet.
It doesn't matter.
Well, which pocket are you going to put it in then?
Ah, Mrs. Taylor, now you're teasing me.
I'll get you a bag.
Diaminodiphenylmethane.
Yes. What is it?
It's an aromatic amine, dissolved in butyrolactone. It's used as a hardener in epoxy resin.
She said it tasted bitter.
I doubt that. No one else mentioned a taste.
Is that our toxin?
I fed it to mice. Have a look.
Are these the biopsies?
Yes.
Liver damage.
Exactly the same as in the human victims. We've found it.
Yes. Few more questions, aren't there?
Such as, where was it put in the flour?
Well, hold on. Don't assume it was put in. Where and how did it get into the flour?
The factory?
No. Harry's cleared them.
Well, what does that leave? The bakery?
Wait. We're not close enough. Something... Now, what interests me, why was there so little of the toxin in the bin at the Epping Bakery?
Is that important?
Is it important? Oh, gee... We say the flour that was contaminated by this epoxy resin material was taken from that bin. Yet we only found traces of it there.
Some of the flour in the bin was sufficiently contaminated to cause liver damage. Some wasn't. The bits of flour at the bottom of the bin weren't.
Now, let's say the epoxy resin was poured or spilt into the flour, into the sack which was then emptied into the bin. So... If the resin went onto the flour at the top of the sack...
It would end up at the bottom of the bin.
Which it didn't, so...
It must have gone into the flour at the bottom of the sack...
And was concentrated, therefore, at the top of the bin when the sack was emptied, yes? Where might this have happened?
It would be an odd poison to choose if it was deliberate.
I think so, too. But if it was an accidental spillage, which only affected some of the flour for the reasons we've said... Where might that have happened?
You don't think the bakery?
Why would this chemical, which is used to harden glue, be present in any large quantities, or at all, in the bakery?
But where else?
If not in the factory, or the distributors, or the mill, or... And if not in the bakery, what's left? Ah.
Where?
In transit, Caroline. In my beginning is my end. Now the light falls across the open field, leaving the deep lane shuttered with branches, dark in the afternoon where you lean against a bank while a van passes.
The van! The delivery van! Pat Lab? Yep. Yes, it's here. It's for you. I'm Mrs. Rusbridger.
Oh, the noise.
You're getting rid of the wood.
My husband didn't like it.
What a shame. Houses rise and fall, crumble, are extended.
Well, there's no point in crying over spilt milk, not in my life anyway.
Anita.
Are you going to talk about this case?
Of course I am.
But why?
Is it?
I mean, I could express a certain disappointment.
I know, I understand.
The press, whilst not our friends exactly.
No.
Some lessons there.
Certainly.
And also, did you have to be quite so secretive? Was it absolutely necessary?
No.
I was hurt more than anything else.
I'm sorry.
I felt you didn't trust me. I wonder if the public side of this work is what you really enjoy.
I believe you know my work.
I thought I did. Was I mistaken? Oh, excuse me.
The door is for you, Dr. Koberman. He won't come in. He wants to talk to you in the hall.
Harry?
Good news.
What?
I've found out which firm delivers the flour. They take so little of it, they use special delivery. I spoke to the manager there, very helpful man, and eventually tracked the van driver down.
What did he say?
I said, how often do you deliver flour to the bakery? He couldn't remember.
He doesn't keep records.
I thought, this is going to be good. He hummed and hawed. Then he remembered. He takes it about once a month. I said, do you deliver other goods at the same time? He supposed yes. For example, I said, and waited. Then a light came into his eyes. Chemicals, he said. Do you remember any spillage on the journey last month when you were carrying the flour? He said, no. I waited. By this time I was getting to know my man. Oh, yes, he said. There was something. A liquid. A drum turned over and the floor of the van got wet. I asked him how much. He thought about a gallon of it.
What was it that got spilt?
The manager checked his delivery notes. It was a drum containing our epoxy resin.
Oh, Harry. Dr. Koppelman. And all shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well.
We've done it, haven't we?
Excuse me. I want to have a word with Mrs. Rusbridger. Built in 1889.
Really?
Epping never had a medieval church, but the tower is probably the next best thing. See how broad and strong it is, and the two bell openings on each side and the three big battlements. What would you say?
Nice.
Nice?
Imposing. Well, what do you think?
It was a bit earnest, I think. It takes itself too seriously. Big mistake, that. I mean, take this case. What does it mean?
What does it mean?
What are we left with?
Lunch.
What? Ash on an old man's sleeve is all the dust the burnt roses leave. Dust in the air suspended marks the place where a story ended.
Caroline said 1 o'clock at the clock. Come on, my round.
Ah, for this I must see.